It's a beautiful summer morning in Rapid City. People are on their way to work. Here and there, a tourist walks along the still shaded sidewalks, while most businesses are just preparing to start their day. Over in the corner of Main Street Square, a sharp, resonant sound echoes across what has become the community's primary gathering place over the past 2 years. Nestled within a small wooden shelter constructed to offer privacy to the artist and protection to the public, sculptor Masayuki Nagase has begun work on the most significant art project in South Dakota in many years.
It's so exciting that it's finally underway. It's so cool to see him working, and it looks like just a beautiful meditative process.
Anna Huntington is spokesperson for the Main Street Square sculpture project that Yuki Nagase has just begun. It's been a few years since the first artistic seeds were planted among the city's art community to have someone sculpt the 21 large pieces of granite that border Main Street Square. After a worldwide call for interested artists and a detailed review process, the field of 88 was narrowed down to 3 and finally to Yuki.
I really have to find people to help for this reason.
The California-based sculptor spent 2 weeks in South Dakota earlier this year meeting with area residents from Rapid City to Pine Ridge. Input gleaned from those community meetings helped Yuki determine how he would approach the sculpture project as he prepared to begin his work.
I've been reading all the material I got and looking at, and also reading other books and getting in contact with some other people who are specialists for geology and paleontology and some of the plant specialists. So I'm learning a lot.
Since the focus of the Passage of Wind and Water sculpture is the cultural and scientific history of the Black Hills and Badlands, Yuki has sought assistance in acquiring knowledge in those areas. In fact, Yuki arrived in South Dakota a week early in order to give him time for further research on the Badlands, which the first portion of the sculpture represents.
I went down to see, you know, how the Badlands, because I hadn't been since last August. Sure. And I wanted to take time to feel this nature. And also I saw a couple of people who work in the Badlands at the Rangers, and they are also paleontologists and ecologists, so I could hear interesting stories.
Yuki says he's learning a lot about natural sciences as a result of the Main Street Square sculpture project.
Yes, well, for me, you know, it's important. I learn and I grow. So through the project I do, you know, not only just to carve stone.
As massive as the Passage of Wind and Water project is, Yuki isn't working alone. He's brought along a younger artist to assist him in his work.
My name is Martin Rickert.
Like his mentor, Martin is a California-based artist, but he spent a good portion of his young life overseas.
I spent 11 years in Germany and went through 2 different apprenticeships as a wood and stone sculptor. Then I worked for an artist as an assistant, Professor Tony Craig.
At 30 years old, Martin says the opportunity to work with someone of Yuki Nagase's caliber doesn't come along every day.
It's hard to find projects like these, first of all, and someone at my age to start off somewhere, this is a great opportunity.
And though Martin's job involves helping Yuki with all aspects of the project, he won't be just a gopher. Martin will also assist with the actual carving of the sculpture.
I'm there for that, too. That is my main job here. That is what he's paying me for. That's what he wants me to do. That's what he sees that this person is qualified to do.
The first stone Yuki Nagase is carving will show imagery of marine creatures as part of what he's calling the Badlands Garden portion of the sculpture. Yuki's goal at this stage of the sculpture project is to bring images associated with the shallow sea that once covered the Badlands to the heart of Rapid City, where anyone with a mind to can then touch South Dakota's past. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jim Kent.